Well, today we are going to continue looking through Ephesians chapter 5, verses 21 through 33. And we're going to specifically on verse 33, but I'm going to start by reading the whole section of Scripture again. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In this same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated his own body, but he feeds it and cares for it, just as Christ does the church. For we are members of his body, and for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church. And here's where Paul sums it all up. However, each one of you also must love your wife as yourself. And the wife must respect her husband. Did you catch the difference in there? Did you catch that men are to love their wives? And this love used here is the agape love. The above all else, the all-consuming, the life-giving love. But it doesn't say that women are to love their husbands. He uses a different word there. And Paul is not the only writer in the gospel that has made this same statement. It says, wives, respect your husbands. There's a difference. And that difference should jump out at us. So as I prepared for this week, I couldn't help but think, we're different. Is anybody exactly like their spouse? I hope not. We're different. We should celebrate that difference. It's okay to be different. I know it's shocking, probably, right? Men, when we drink too much coffee and we're outside, we can go behind a tree. Women give birth. Men can't do that. We are different. It's okay. It's okay to recognize that. But we're more than just different physically as well. We process things different. We see things from a completely different perspective. You saw a lot of that in the skit that you got to watch a little bit ago. I mean, it's like when I try to clean the house, and I do try from time to time, and I spend hours and put everything away, wash dishes, all this stuff, and then I can watch Deanne when she comes home, and she recognizes that I did something. But it's not to her standard, because she sees it differently. And so after about 20 minutes, half hour being home, I'll see her starting to do a little bit of this and fix this that I did wrong. It's just we see things very differently. We recognize different things. We can watch the same exact thing happen, but interpret it in two very different ways. So with that, though, also comes emotional differences. We're very, very different in how we look, how we act, and how we process things. We process things very, very differently. And I hope I'm kind of just kind of doing a little bit of review or triggering some things in your mind. Because we are different, and we should know that. I mean, we all speak English here, I think. But there are times where I wonder if me and my wife speak the same language. It's truth. I think we can all relate in one way or another. You know, when your wife asks, does this dress make me look fat? And you say, nope, not that one. The women, you all chuckled because instantly you thought, well, that must mean I have other ones. When in all reality, I could have meant not that one. You've never looked fat in anything. But do you see how tension gets started in a marriage? It's okay to laugh in church. It really is. Tensions can get formed and started in a marriage just because of this fact that we're different. That we see things differently, that we hear things differently, and that we process things differently. And every one of us here, every man that's married, has been in this situation where they've opened their mouth and said something that they didn't think was at all wrong. And next thing you know, World War III has begun. We're different. It's okay to embrace that. You know, in the skit that me and Deanne did, the gesture that I made, and yes, I've learned by my mistakes in the past, so that was just a skit, but that could have been, I could have been coming at that from a completely loving way, wanting to help out, wanting to do things to build her up and to raise her up and help her so she can be happier in life. That's a man, that's what we do as men. That's what we want to do. But she took it as unloving. She took it as, well, if I'm not a size 4, then he doesn't love me, and so why should I do anything to respect him? And we get into this cycle of fighting and arguing when in all reality we both had very good intentions. I think every one of us that's married can relate to that. I know that's happened in my house many, many times. Probably in every one of ours. This week in my studies, I spent a lot of time reading and listening to Dr. Emerson Eggerichs. And he's come up with a video series called Love and Respect. I've used this in the past for premarital, even marital counseling. And what I'm a lot of what you hear today is how, not a lot, but he worked on this Ephesians 5:33 and done some very, very good work and some profound stuff. And so on Wednesday night, starting this Wednesday, we're going to work through that video series. So if anybody wants to show up, even if there's nothing, don't think showing up says, oh, my marriage is in trouble. This is a way to get to understand each other better. And even if you're not married, there are some very profound things that you can take away from it in learning how to deal with people and relate to people of the opposite sex, because we're different. He uses this analogy that women see things through pink sunglasses, and they hear things with pink earphones and talk through a pink megaphone, and guys have blue sunglasses and blue hearing aids and blue megaphones, and we can say one thing and what she hears is something completely different, but if we say that same thing to our buddies, they completely understand. It's true. It's the way we are wired. And basically what he is saying, and I believe it, is that most of our marital problems are because of this. Because deep down, there is none of us that gets married and thinks, I'm going to do this marriage, and my whole marriage, the whole point of this is to make her life miserable. We don't do that. We get married because we care about that person, and we want to spend our life with them. But we struggle in the communication aspect of things, and in what we really mean is good-willed, but it doesn't always come across that way. And to be honest, men, we struggle how to show love. If we're being honest with ourselves, we struggle how to show love in a way that she understands it. I'm not the mushy type guy. I could truly care less whether I sit on the couch and spend a lot of time, you know, being close to her and whatever else it is that women feel loved with. I don't do that well. We're guys. We don't do that well. But Scripture says women need that love. They need to feel that almost to the point as they need oxygen to breathe. That love is what fills them up and what keeps them going day in and day out. That we need two men, we need to figure out what it takes or what it means for our wife to feel loved and then do it. And it's foreign to us. It's like speaking Spanish. It's completely foreign. But ladies, you're not off the hook because the struggle is completely opposite when it comes to dealing and understanding your man. Because you know how to show love. You know how to speak that. But what Scripture says is men need respect. And I'm going to say this, that respect that men needs is a form of love. It's just communicated in a different way. A very different way. Ephesians 5:33. Each one of you must also love his wife as he loves himself. And the wife must respect her husband. It doesn't say in there, at times, you only have to respect him when he is being respectable. Or you only have to love her when it's easy to love her, when I'm happy with her. Unconditional love and unconditional respect. Now I'm going to start on the women's side here, talking about it this way. So women, did you know, nowhere in the New Testament are you commanded to agape love your husbands? It's kind of a newsflash, I'll bet. Especially in our society where we're love saturated. Nowhere in Scripture are you commanded to agape love. And that agape love is that all-consuming, that love of you'll do anything for that person. You're willing to lay down your life for that person. But many places in Scripture, it says to respect your husbands. To unconditionally respect your husbands. It's a language we understand. It's something that we completely understand. If I come home from work one day or your husband comes home and you give him a hug and say, I love you, and we're okay, that's nice. But if we come home and you say, hon, thanks for going to work today. Thanks for taking time out of your day to sweat and to earn a paycheck so you support this family in any way, shape, or form. Let him know he's done a good job, something good for your family, and I guarantee you're going to see his face light up. Now, the reverse works for the women as well. Just try it. Scripture teaches men need respect, even if we don't deserve it. 1 Peter 3 says that even if a man is not respectable, and this is talking about husbands and wives as well, he needs respect only a wife can give. Unconditional respect. And I think this really goes along with our macho-ness, if you will. You ever hear a song where it says, macho, macho woman? Doesn't make sense. I'm not saying we're better. Please don't think that. But the song goes, macho, macho man. You remember that one? It's because we have this innate desire to be tough, to protect, to provide for our families. I don't sing very well, do I? But we're born with this. And you can see it as boys grow up. You can see that start to develop. It's that protection that God has put in us. I'm not saying we're better. Please don't think that. Just saying we're different. And that we can celebrate those differences and recognize those differences. And in fact, when the differences come together, something beautiful can take place. You know, last weekend I was at the Ivana kickoff event. And the pastor, one of the preachers that shared, told about how in 2008 the economy crashed around his church. And hundreds and thousands of people in that town, it's a rather large church, people, they lost their jobs. Very, very, very devastating to this community. And it was a community that actually, one of the few in this country that actually had money and was wealthy. And so the church was sitting okay, and so they decided to do something. They wanted to reach out to those in the community, not necessarily for people in their church. This was an outreach thing. So they threw a Christmas party. They threw a Christmas party for anybody in the town that had lost their job and they couldn't really do much for Christmas. So they figured out what all these kids wanted, and they went out and bought all these gifts, had this huge banquet. And the pastor says, I was standing there and I was watching this young boy open his present. And he opened it up and his face just lit up. Extremely excited. He got the gift he wanted. And he picked it up and he stood up and he ran to his dad and said, look, Dad, they got me what you couldn't. And he said, I watched that man lose all dignity and the life just came out of him. Men need to feel like we're providing. It's almost like our oxygen. We need to feel that respect. We have this innate desire within us. God has made us that way. Why? I don't know. Ask him when you get to heaven. But respect is one of the ways that men hear that we're doing a good job. If we feel respected, we feel we're doing a good job. And we're going to try harder and harder. But if we feel our spouse does not respect us, there is no way in the world we're going to work any harder at showing her love if she could care less anything about us. And in fact, I would probably go this far to say if you take respect out of a marriage, it won't be long that marriage will be circling the drain. I had a high school basketball coach. My junior year, loved it. Played, you know, I started varsity, played all the whole game, basically. Senior year, they bring in a new coach. This guy left, moved off. They bring in a new coach. We were doing pretty good. We won our first three games, actually beat a team that ended up second in the state that year, a much bigger school than us. Playing great. But our best player rolled his ankle. Sprained his ankle late in one game. We won that game, but couldn't play the next game. And right before the game, the coach walks in the locker room and says, guys, just do your best out there. We can't win without what's his name. We won one game the rest of the season because our coach had no respect for what we could do. He took the life right out of us. Men need to feel respected. It's the way God has made us. Now, on the other hand, women need to feel loved in the same way. They need to feel loved unconditionally. And I see a lot of women shaking your head. Yeah, you're right. We need to feel that. The trouble is, us men that can sometimes be a little barbaric don't know how to show you that love. We struggle to get it out. It's in our minds. I'll do anything for my wife, but I always struggle in getting it out of here to come out here right to where she understands it instead of her wanting to throw a cookbook at me. It's life. We speak the same language, but we see things differently. And if women feel unloved, if our wives feel like we don't love them, it's going to be hard for them to show us the respect that we need. And do you see how this can just get spiraling out of control? And next thing you know, we had great intentions when we were married, but we need to see a counselor, or we're just plain giving up on our marriage. You know, we went through a couple tough times in our marriage. I know it looks like it was all perfect, but there were times where one of our biggest struggles was I would leave, get up in the morning, and I would go to work. Work sun up till sundown, doing everything I could to provide for my family. I loved them. I'll do anything to support them, to meet every need they have, and try to meet every want they have as well. But what happens was, I was gone all the time. And in my mind, I'm doing what I need to do as the husband. I'm providing for my family. But how Deanne takes that or took that was, he's not home because he doesn't want to be around me and doesn't love me. Not at all what I had in my mind. But do you see how this happens? And then when I'd get home and I think I've done great, I've worked hard that day, and I get home and she's grouchy with me. Why are you mad? I don't understand. We see things very differently. Now do you see how that can spiral? And it's hard to stop without communication. Women need to feel loved unconditionally. Men, we struggle to know how to do it. It's a proven fact that we struggle to know how to do it. And sometimes we might just need to plain ask our wives, hey, what can I do to make you feel loved? Now she's going to say you're just doing that to be nice, but we need to be able to speak their language. And here's another key that women need to know, that their husbands love them more than anything or anyone else, including their work, their hobbies, their mothers. Our wives need to be number one. And this is more than just saying, sending her a text every morning saying, I love you, dear. It's living it out. It's showing her. It's figuring out ways. Men, it's going to be uncomfortable if you're not used to it. But it's figuring out ways to let them feel loved. And here's another fact that's come through some studies, that women are naturally attracted to where they feel unconditionally loved. To where they feel loved the most, they're naturally attracted to that. And this study actually came out, and it really shows and highlighted the relationship, the father-daughter relationship. Because daughters can see that their fathers love them unconditionally. And as husbands and wives sometimes can have little spats, father-daughters, when they're young, don't have that. And it's very easy to show our little girls love, and that translates into them naturally gravitating towards one another. And that's why it's so common to have strong bonds between fathers and daughters. But it's a struggle. It's a struggle. Here's another example where we need to let our wives know they're number one. What if somebody says something about your wife negatively in front of her? I had this happen to me once, and I didn't even realize what I did or what effect it had on my marriage till many, many years later. Somebody had said something to Deanne that was ignorant, unintentional, but ignorant and rude. And later on that evening, we were at home, and she was grouchy. And I'm like, oh, what did I do now? But after talking, she finally said what she was upset about. And I'm not going to reveal names, but this person was someone close, and I know it was unintentional. I didn't even say a word. I put my shoes on, and I went and I said something to that person. I stood up for my wife, and to this day, she could tell you every detail about that because it resonated. It was a way that showed her that she was number one in my life. It's important, men, for our wives to know they're number one. I don't understand it all, trust me. If you think I'm up here saying I understand women, you're completely wrong, okay? But we need to make every effort to make them feel loved, even when we don't feel like loving them. And we need to, as we do this, men and women, we need to understand that we're different. So what we think may be loving might not be. And what you think may be respectful might not be. And I guarantee if you figure out how to show your wife unconditional love and she figures out how to show you unconditional respect, your marriage is going to flourish. It's going to flourish. I guarantee that. If you want to, try to prove me wrong. Work hard to prove me wrong in that. Show your wife unconditional love. Show your husband unconditional respect and prove me wrong in that. I challenge you to do that. I don't think you can. I don't think you can. So men, here's what I want you to do. We're going to wrap things up here, but you got a little homework. I want you to take out your phones, if your calendar's in there, your date book or whatever. And I want you to write down, pick a day, a week from now, a month from now, tomorrow, I don't care when. And mark in there, do something nice for my wife. Whether it's buy her flowers, surprise her when you get home from work, take her out to dinner, something. Do something that you think might show her love. I'm hoping you know a little better than me how to show your wife love. Do something she can really appreciate. If you have young kids, arrange a sitter and just allow her to be alone and enjoy quietness. I mean, do something nice. Now, she's going to say you're just doing that because Pastor Randy said so. Guaranteed you're going to hear that. but she's going to appreciate it. She's going to know you were thinking of her. It's foreign to us men. I know it is. I know it is. But it's important. It's important to do that. Now, women, you're not off the hook either. Figure out a time and make sure. It should be every day. But especially if you know your husband's had a rough day and come home tired, worn out, let him know that you're proud of him. Let him know that he's been a good husband and a good father for many years, and you will see the life come into him. Men and women are very, very different. And we need different things to thrive. And I think this verse, verse 33 in Ephesians 5, is God's little hint of telling us, hey, yes, we all need love, but men interpret it. Men can speak and feel loved through respect. And women need that agape love. Let's pray. Father God, Lord, it's an honor to be in your presence this morning. And Lord, thank you for this day. And Father, I pray, oh God, I pray on each person in this room. For each marriage, whether it's flourishing, struggling, whatever. God, I pray that we can understand this the way you want us to. That this may be the key that unlocks the door and opens our marriages up to something so spectacular that we could never even have dreamed about. And Lord, maybe Lord, just write this on the minds of our young ones that aren't married yet so they can understand and that they may not go through some of the same struggles that we've had, make some of the mistakes we've had in our lives. Father God, I pray that our church, that your church can be a shining example of what a husband and wife relationship should look like. In Jesus' name, amen.